It is August 4th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at JohnLothianNews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The good folks at Vinson and Elkins are putting on a CLE webcast titled Renewable Reboot, a download on the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, Clean Energy Tax Provisions. The webcast will be today, August 4th, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time, or 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Vinson and Elkins will walk through notable climate and energy programs and clean energy tax provisions in the Act and unpack what this means for the future of renewable energy in the U.S. Good guy Paul Britton, the founder and CEO of the $9.5 billion derivatives firm Capstone Investment Advisors, was on CNBC yesterday giving his perspectives on the market. I interviewed Joe Gitz of Social Markets Analytics yesterday about the growth of his firm and the products since it was profiled here in JLN. They're doing lots of interesting things with data from Twitter, StockTwits, and Reddit. Stay tuned for this JLN video. The CME Group will launch euro-denominated Bitcoin and Ether futures on August 29th. This Saturday, I will attend the Eagle Court of Honor for Joanna Clohessy, who was a member of Exploring Club No. 1, then an inaugural member of Scouts BSA Troop 117G when girls were allowed into the renamed Boy Scouts program. She was also the first senior patrol leader of Troop 117G. She matched her older brother in earning the rank of Eagle and is part of a great scouting family. Her mother took over as scoutmaster of Troop 117G when I stepped out, and her father has become the leader for the venture crew I founded. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the Atlantic. The climate bill would change the course of the 2020s. The best evidence yet that Joe Manchin's plan, if passed, will majorly reduce carbon emissions. First, we got the bill. Now we have the numbers. The Inflation Reduction Act, the surprise deal that Senator Joe Manchin and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer struck last week, would significantly reduce greenhouse gas pollution from the American economy. If passed, the bill would cut annual emissions by as much as 44% by the end of this decade, according to a new set of analysis from three independent research firms. My comment. The writer claims to be a great seer of the 2020s. Here is a story from the FT. The headline, Venture Capital Silent Crash. When the tech boom met reality, investors of all stripes have crashed the clubby world of VC, drawn by the potential of tech startups, but there are signs the party is over. The venture capital world is in the grip of a silent crash. Unlike the stock market, there are no daily market indices to broadcast the pain, and no individual share prices for anxious tech employees to watch as their personal wealth evaporates. In fact, for many of the investors and entrepreneurs who have just lived through a historic boom in venture investing, it is even possible to pretend a crash isn't happening at all. Loose rules that require only sporadic write-downs, the estimated value of private companies, have made it easy for many to turn the other way. My comment, if venture capital crashed in the woods and there was no one there to hear it. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Podcast guests are paying up to $50,000 to appear on popular shows. Critics call it payola and say listeners deserve better disclosure of promotional ties. Want more stories like this from Ashley Carmen? Be one of the first to sign up for Soundbite, a weekly newsletter launching soon with exclusive reporting on podcasting, the music industry, and audio trends. People will confess all sorts of things to podcasters, from their unpopular political beliefs or embarrassing romantic mishaps to their worst fears. But there's one revelation certain guests will never disclose, namely that they're paying thousands of dollars just to be interviewed on the show. My comment, old habits die hard. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Sneakerhead accused of running huge Air Jordan Ponzi scheme. That is, Kicks promised the hottest sneakers at discount prices. Buyers said they never got their shoes and are out millions of dollars. For years, he seemed like the wizard of Nike Town, a Lamborghini-loving sneakerhead who made millions peddling rare Air Jordans at crazy low prices. Now, this consummate shoe salesman has been accused by federal authorities of masterminding a Ponzi scheme custom fit to these strange financial times. My comment, this Ponzi scheme jumped right out at me. Here's a story from the FT. The siblings selling shares in their future shed light on how we see our past. A so-called people company raises questions about how we distinguished remembered experience from life in the present. A new venture caught my eye this weekend in a story of four tech entrepreneur siblings who are in the process of raising money from investors. But this is no ordinary fundraising round. Rather than selling shares in a conventional company, the Liebermans are selling shares in themselves. My comment, is this an S-Corp, you know, which includes the soul? Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was, the end of snow threatens to upend 76 million American lives, from Bloomberg. Second was the Julie Winkler short video presentation from our MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity, the first in our new MarketsWiki Education Shorts video series. Third was the picture of John Lothian, that's me, ringing the closing bell of the then NYSE Euronext exchange in Amsterdam in 2011 with Jessica Teitelbaum Darmani and Alan Van Greithuysen. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from Reuters, NATO chief, Ukraine war is Europe's most dangerous time since World War II. The war in Ukraine is the most dangerous moment for Europe since World War II, and Russia must not be allowed to win, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Thursday. To prevent Moscow from succeeding, NATO and its member countries may have to continue to support Ukraine with arms and other assistance for a long time to come, he said. Here's a story from Reuters. Robinhood CEO rejects prospect of deal as shares trade higher on earnings. The chief executive of Robinhood Markets, Inc. on Wednesday dismissed the idea that the company might be acquired after it announced job cuts as it tried to reduce cost and reverse a decline in trading on its platform. Robinhood shares closed up nearly 12% on Wednesday following a smaller than expected quarterly loss and the announcement that it was laying off 23% of its staff. And then here's a story from The Trade. ASX's post-trade blockchain project delayed once again. Exchange Group says its blockchain-based post-trade platform is unlikely to go live before late 2024 as it commissions independent review of the new application. The Australian Securities Exchange, the ASX, has further delayed the rollout of its replacement post-trade platform based on distributed ledger technology, DLT, noting that more development is required than previously anticipated. The pushbacks have become a regular occurrence from the Australian exchange operator for the project first announced in 2016. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.